Pure thing is a simple thing. You just forget everything and just chant and dance a little. Then we'll speak about Krishna a little. Today I was reading how when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he was very attached to Nanda Yasoda. He was very attached to his playgrounds in Vrindavan. He was very attached to all his calves and all his cows, to his cowherd boyfriends, and of course, to gopis. He was attached to every tree in Vrindavan, and every tree was reciprocating and spontaneously producing flowers whenever Krishna would walk past. He was attached to the sweet breezes in the Vrindavan forest, which carried small water particles from the waterfalls so that the air would be cooling even in the summer heat. He was attached to that Vrindavan. At one point, Narada Muni came. And Narada Muni is Trigalakya, or Narada Muni is the one who knows the three times, past, present, and future. So Narada Muni began to describe to Krishna the future, and he described all the things that he would do, all the demons that he would still kill in Vrindavan. And Krishna was listening. Yes. And what will I do next? What will I do next? And then Narada Muni said, and then you will go to Mathura and you will leave Vrindavan. Krishna said, no. In his mind, he was saying, no, I'm not leaving Vrindavan. No, no. Then you will leave your father and mother. No, no. And they said, no, I will not leave them. No. Then you will go and you will approach Mathura. And in Mathura, you will kill various demons. You will kill that washerman, and who is sneering at you, take his clothes. Yes. After you have been taken by Akrura. No, not taken by Akrura. How can we go? Yes, you will go together with Balaram. No, I must talk to Balaram. No, we cannot go. No. And then you will kill that elephant, Kuvalayamipa. And yes, then these wrestlers, and finally comes. And then you cannot return. You cannot return, of course, I will return. No, you cannot return, because you have to look, you have to protect the interests of your father and mother, my father and mother, and then your soul. No! Vasudeva and Devaki. You are the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, because it has been proclaimed by a celestial voice that the eighth child of Vasudeva and Devaki would kill Kamsa. And who killed Kamsa? See. You are one of the Yadus, Yadava. And you are the most prominent of the Yadavas, Yadavindra. Oh yes. And therefore, how can you go? No, Marasudrasena is the king. He is the king. He was all along the king. Kamsa was not the king. He was not the ruler. It was Ugrasena. So the throne has been returned to him. The king is still present. So there is a king, there is no problem, I can go. Oh no, because Kamsa was intimately related with Jarasandha. He was married. Jarasandha was his father-in-law. Jarasandha is very powerful, and so are many other demons, and they'll surely come and attack Mathura, especially when the king is old and weak. Oh no, you cannot go. I cannot go. No, it is your duty. Your duty to stay and protect your father and mother. But my father and mother, Vrindavan. In this way, Krishna was torn. And all this agony he was going through because Narada was predicting the future. A future that inevitably seemed to be written in stone, and Krishna was forced to simply see all these things. Of course, these are Krishna's earthly pastimes that are going on for some time and then will wind up. It is said, Nirodha Muktirasraya. Nirodha, just like the spider, makes its web for a while. And then that spider can take the same web back into its body. And you don't see a spider with a big ball of rope around his arm like that, you know, carrying it on his back. It's like he just, that's a spider who wound up his web. No. Spiders, somehow or other, they swallow it and disappear. That's their potency. Krishna, he can manifest his pastimes, and then he can again just dissolve and end these pastimes. But only he'll start them somewhere else. Meanwhile, Krishna is also eternally in Goloka Vrindavan performing his pastimes. And in fact, he is not coming to the material world to kill the demons. Although it says in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vinasya Saduskritam. It is said that he's coming to annihilate the demons. That's it. Yes, and that he's coming to satisfy his devotees. But for annihilating these demons, he doesn't need to come. That he can also do from long distance. That's easy. He doesn't have to send any missiles or anything, or thunderbolts or anything like that. If he so desires, a demon just stops to exist. Very easy. Because maya dakshin suyate sacharacharam hetrane yakunte ajakatri parivartate. The whole universe is just going on by Krishna's transcendental potency, by his desire, by his satya sankalpa shakti, so it is described. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes the satya sankalpa shakti basically means that whatever Krishna desires becomes true. So that's it. Whatever he desires, whatever he wants, it happens. So why would Krishna have to bother coming down to kill Kamsa? He doesn't need to. No requirement for that. But Krishna comes down. He comes down to steal the hearts. He is Hari. Oh yes. He is a thief. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur points it out. Krishna is not only stealing butter. Oh no. It doesn't stop there. It goes much further. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna, he steals the sight of those who look at him. Krishna, he makes people blind. He makes people deaf. After hearing about Krishna, what else can we hear? What else? What else can we still be interested in? The more we hear about Krishna, the more all other interest just dies out. It's all is bleak, meaningless. What's the point of anything but Krishna? Nothing. What's the point? It is said, those legs that are not moving to the temple, those legs are like tree trunks. It is said those eyes that don't see Krishna are like the eyes on the feather of the peacock. They have no use. Only to see Krishna, only to hear about Krishna. That is the only thing that can increase the happiness in our hearts. Nothing else. So, in this way, devotees are absorbed. Machitana tithapana bodhiyantas parasparam kadhiyantas chanicham tushanti chakaranti cha. And they become satisfied within the heart by hearing about Krishna and by chanting. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. If we have so many other things that are all that we need to do, want to do, feel that we are compelled to do, yes, then life gets very complicated. And we have to balance so many things. A man with 12 children, a wife, two cars, two houses, a dog, a cat, a canary, and so many other things, said that, Swamiji, Krishna consciousness is not easy. Balancing all these things. No wonder it's not easy. Yes. It can be very easy if we make it easy. Krishna consciousness is easy if we make it easy. If we make life easy. If you make life complicated, Krishna consciousness may be more complicated.
Oh, but we already made life complicated before we found Krishna.
Oh, that's true. Then that's too bad. What do we know? But then we can't blame anybody. Then we can't say Krishna consciousness is complicated. I made it complicated. If you tie both your legs, you tie one hand on your back, right? And you blindfold yourself, and you put big earphones on, and somehow or other, you gotta go from upstairs in the house down to the kitchen to peel an apple. That's very difficult. Yeah. It's otherwise a simple thing, and anyone can peel an apple, sort of, can do it. But if you make it so difficult, yes, then it may be hard. It may be hard. So in the same way, it will take some time to make changes in our life. To bring it closer to Krishna, so that when we hear about Krishna, that they're not just beautiful stories like fairy tales. Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna could not leave Vrindavan. Krishna, Narada told Krishna the future. Krishna was shocked because in that future, he was leaving Vrindavan. But how can I leave Vrindavan? I cannot leave. I will not leave Vrindavan. Nice stories, but so far away from reality. So then let us bring reality closer. Let us bring reality closer to the world of Krishna. And the closer we live to Krishna, the more real Krishna becomes to us. And the more we realize that actually these pastimes of Krishna that are either going on in the material world or in the spiritual world, is the only reality. And that is the only thing that matters. And nothing else really matters. And we sing Krishna's holy name. And then we speak a little bit. And then again we sing a little more of Krishna's holy name. As Prabhupada used to do. Prabhupada used to have a little kirtan before and little kirtan after. So I also do. But because time is limited and we cannot go on and on forever, therefore, I also brought some CDs with kirtan. You can take it home. Because I couldn't find you in Ratiyatra this year. Things were a little different. I couldn't have all the CDs that I actually make for the pleasure of the devotees. And with the idea to bring kirtan into your house. And then whatever money flows, that flows via my hand to the Soweto Ratiyatra. Which is also good. So, like this, multiple purpose. So that is how simple Krishna consciousness is. Previously, in traditional India, every evening, people would gather. They would gather in the temple every evening and have kirtan and katha every evening. And elderly people, they would be in the temple most of the day. Retirement meant spend more time in the temple. That's what it meant. And not less. Now I'm older, I cannot come to the temple anymore. Let's see. No, people would. And you see, people, you see old people walking. Walking long distance to the temple. Somehow. So that is really how to make things simple. When the temple is too far away, then we have made life too complicated. Then we've lost something basic in our life. Because basically, it's an everyday, at least once a day. Must go. In Vrindavan, you see that people, they do a darshan of the seven Goswami temples every day. And they do it, some do it twice a day. They go in the morning and they do all the darshan, full round of all the seven Goswami temples. And then in the evening they do it again. And somehow or other, life goes on. Yeah, life goes on. Very simple. Very simple. So, but when we want too many other things, yes, then it's not so simple. But doesn't matter. Then still, we can be Krishna conscious. With a little more struggle, but we'll be Krishna conscious. All right then, struggle. Then you just make an altar wherever you are. A temple at home, a temple in the car, a temple at work. You know, like at work you can always find Krishna on the internet when no one's watching. Or, you know, or play with your phone and have some Krishna in there, or your iPad or whatever, right? In other words, there are ways to, even in a complicated situation, to be Krishna conscious, if we desire. It is possible to, early in the morning, turn on an MP3 lecture with Prabhupada speaking. It's possible. There's only one difficulty. It's good. Push or swipe. It's like a little all of it, and it's strange, but that we cannot do. Really, just that one little thing cannot do. It's so easy, actually, but just... it's not going. Simple things. So, this simplicity is what we want. We want simply Krishna. And then everything will be simply sublime. Or as Prabhupada said, simply wonderful. Isn't it? Alright, now the time is flying. Does anyone have a question by any chance? If they do, I will answer it. If not,